Hey, it's time for another episode of Let's Get Trivial, as always, sponsored by The 80s Cruise. With us today, longtime friend, longtime fan, it's Dave Sedillo. How you doing, Dave?
I am doing fantastic. So glad to finally be able to talk to you guys.
So you live outside of Kansas City?
Yes, Old Overland Park, which, because Overland Park is such a huge suburb, I have to say old so people know which part of that suburb it is. But it's Kansas City is about 15 minutes away.
Did you actually, I hear there was an earthquake there a couple of days ago. Did you feel it?
Yes, yeah.
Did you really?
My cat jumped up on. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it felt like one of those crappy 1,000-finger massages that you used to get in your bed, you know?
So the bed
kind of vibrated, and my wife said, "What's that?" And I said, "I think it might be the construction crew about two blocks away from our house."
Oh, my gosh.
And then my sister called me up, and she lives about 100 miles south of me, and said, "Okay. Did you feel it? And that's how I found out it was an earthquake.
Wow. I'm glad we just get hurricanes here.
Yeah, we're overdue out here in L.A. I need to go and check and make sure that the earthquake kit has fresh water and a stack of $5 bills for me to buy food from people with.
Well, see, the crazy thing is, Brad, I actually was born in California, so I know what a real earthquake feels like.
Yeah.
So that's why this I didn't even put two and two together until I started seeing tweets and Facebook posts. And
yeah,
like
that's
that.
Funny. Well, it's not a typical thing.
Yeah.
So, Dave, I understand you've been listening to the show since 2005 or 2006, and one of your favorite episodes was, and this makes me so happy because we put so much work into it, episode 186, which was the New Year's Eve show back in 2009.
Oh, yeah.
Where we celebrate the end of the 80s.
That's
all
a really
over again.
Good episode. I like that episode, too. I think mainly because the reader mailbag on that is so good.
Oh, man. Well, see, the thing is, I'm always looking for ways to time warp, and you make it so easy with the show. And so whenever you had the sound effects going and the earnest reading of you kicking those cars outside the party or whatever, I was right there with you, man. It was the best.
That was a dark, dark day. I remember that.
Yeah.
Kicking the police cars and pouring a beer on them.
You rebel, you.
Yeah, well, we all have our moments. So, Dave, you know how it works with Let's Get Trivial. We're going to give you some questions on the topic of your choosing, and you have chosen Ghostbusters.
That's me.
So let me ask you this. Did you see the remake of the movie?
I did not. I've heard so many different things about it. It'll probably be forced on me at some point, but no, I haven't watched it.
Good. You're...
It's not as bad as Spearsy makes it out to be. I mean, Spearsy hates everything. Let's face it. Spearsy's not happy if he's not unhappy. So,
you made me this way.
I take so much pride in that.
Okay, so Brad's got some questions on the original Ghostbusters, the only Ghostbusters we want to talk about. So take it away, Brad. What's your first question? Number
one. So let me hit you with a question here, Dave.
Okay.
When we first meet Dr. Venkman, he is using an experiment with two students, one male and one female, primarily as a means to hit on an attractive female student. What is he offering as payment for participating in this experiment?
Isn't it $5 or 10
It is $5. You are correct.
You can keep the $5 I have. I will, mister.
I wouldn't have gotten it. Excellent job.
Good work. We're off to a strong start here.
Okay. Next question.
Okay. This one's a little harder, Dave. Number two. The first ghost we see in the movie is at the New York Public Library. What is the name of the librarian?
Oh, man. It's got to be an old woman's name because I know that she's not menstruating right now or has nothing to do with her. Seeing the ghost.
What has that got to do with it, Dave?
I'm going to guess and say Martha.
That is a strong guess, but unfortunately incorrect. It's Alice.